Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're going to head out west and talk some prospects with General Manager Kevin Cheveldayoff of the Winnipeg Jets about some kids in the system. And Kevin, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate
My pleasure. Always good to be on with you guys.
You know, I know how much you appreciate talking about prospects, and it's, you know, you're a scout at heart, even though you're a general manager now. So it's always intriguing to get some insight from you specifically on the guys that you have in your system. And one of the first guys I want to ask you about is a guy, obviously, everybody's been watching pretty closely, in Josh Morrissey. And it was a player that, you know, had gone through his years at in the Western Hockey League and is just getting his, you know, his taste of AHL, you know, full time this year. And of course, he went through the 20 games in the playoffs and been through, you know, all kinds of great experiences with Hockey Canada. What are your thoughts on how he's developed? Because sometimes we see a first round pick, especially at 13th overall, and the expectations are by some people that he should be in the NHL right away. But, you know, I'm always, you know, hesitant to push that on top of a player, and I think they should be ready when they're ready.
Well, again, every player, we've maintained, you know, from the beginning that every player basically matures at different rates, and you know, the development path of one player doesn't necessarily replicate when it comes, you know, to another. So a player like Josh, you know, again, there's several things that, you know, have to be taken into consideration, you know, with him. One is the depth of our defense at the National League level right now. Coming into training camp, we had 9 guys on one-way contracts that are still part of our organization. We ended up sending Jay Harrison to the American Hockey League at the beginning of the season here. So we have the luxury of being able to let Josh develop at a rate that you know is good from a standpoint of long-term success. Certainly with young players, all too often, I think, and even though we talk about it, you know, at great lengths, sometimes we're all guilty of it, is trying to push young players into the National Hockey League because of holes that you need to fill in your lineups. And with a player like Josh, we get the opportunity to let his game grow, let you know, his confidence grow as a professional player now, and you know, so that his when he does get to the National Hockey League, his career maybe doesn't have the speed bumps or the bumps, the roller coaster ride that some young players do. So, again, all the things that we liked about Josh, you know, remain. He's got a great hockey sense. He's a tremendous skater. You know, I think he's going to play the way the game. He's going to play in the National Hockey League the way the game is played now, with you know, with speed and tempo. And you know, when he's ready, he's going to be a big name on our blue line.
Yeah, and he really can distribute the puck too. I mean, I think he does that almost at an elite level too. And I think you probably look at, for this year that he does play with Manitoba, he'll get stronger, and I think he'll just be that much better off.
Well, sometimes again, when you have the opportunities in front of you, you're fortunate to be able to take it. And in this case here, you know, again, with the depth of our defense, you know, he has that luxury of growing his game at the AHL level. And that's not to say that, you know, at some point in time this year, we won't see him up here, you know, at the National League level. He had a good training camp, and he had several exhibition games to, you know, to acclimate himself to the pace. But the exciting thing now is that, you know, he's a pro, and he doesn't have you know, to worry about going back to junior. He can just now he can focus on the pro game.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Kevin Cheveldayoff, general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, about some of his prospects. And Kevin, one of the guys that you drafted last year in Kyle Connor, I was a little surprised he slipped to 17 to you guys. I'm sure you're very happy to have it. One guy I know in particular was like over the moon was your scout based in the United States Hockey League, Max Giese. I asked him, I go, "That's a nice player, Max." And he just smiled, and he just couldn't stop smiling. How, you know, excited are you to have this young man in the stable and get him to start watching him play at the University of Michigan, you know, in the next week or so?
Well, we've had some good success so far with some young players that have gone to the University of Michigan, and Andrew Kopp and then Jacob Trouba. So again, we know the great program that he is going to be stepping into, which is exciting for us. When you're drafting where we did at the draft this year, you do cross your fingers to a certain extent and hope that things, you know, fall into your lap that are a little bit unexpected. And I know as the pick gets closer, you get a little giddy when you see a few names on your list that you do think very highly of. But again, I think if you look at our organization and the way we like to play and the type of game that Paul likes to play, he loves an up-tempo game. He loves giving the opportunity to skilled players to play their game. And as he matures, we think he's going to fit in and push the bar even higher for us. With the skill components and the skating components, and so again, he fits in nicely into what we're trying to accomplish here long term.
Yeah, he does a lot of things well, and he does them at a pretty high speed. I mean, I've seen him at a lot of different levels and in a lot of different kind of games, and he was one of my favorite guys in the draft just because of the all-around good game that he plays and potential high-end skill, really.
Well, again, it's you do have to get a little lucky at different points in time, but we'll let him develop as his development path takes on its own life. And again, we're not going to sit here and predict when he'll get into the pro stream, but we're very excited that again in the program that he's in.
Are you a little bit surprised, but you notice that the United States Hockey League is starting to produce more and more players of that elite level caliber, and is that just a matter of the players starting to accumulate from all over the United States instead of small pockets that we used to see maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago?
Well, again, I think it's a testament to a lot of things. I think USA Hockey is doing a great job of getting players into hockey at a young age. I think we're attracting a lot of better athletes maybe than we used to in the past that fall in love with the sport. And my kids, both were part of the USA Hockey system, growing up, learning how to play. It's exciting in those reporting in those sides. We're joking actually at the draft this year. We were basically saying that Max, who you mentioned, one of our USHL scouts, we just felt that he commandeered the list because we ended up drafting so many players from the USHL and the college ranks this year. But again, it is a testament, I think, to the development of hockey as a global game.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue to talk to General Manager Kevin Chevalier of the Winnipeg Jets about his prospects right after these important messages. Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Kevin Cheveldayoff, General Manager of the Winnipeg Jets, talking about some of the prospects in their system. And Kevin, we're going to go down the list, and I want to ask you about Jack Roslovic. He's another player. We're going back to that USHL again. A player that, fell, I thought, a little bit, where my draft, me and Rust had talked about that, our own particular lists. And what was so intriguing about Jack's ability that was he one of those players that just sort of fit into the mold of what a Winnipeg Jet is, that, rugged, two-way, hardworking, smart, dependable player. And, he's going to a good program in Miami University. I'm curious to get your thoughts on his progression and what you may think he could turn into, maybe 4 or 5 years down the road.
Well, we really liked, some of the things that really stuck out with Jack with us is that when he had the opportunity to play with good players, you could see that, he had that ability. Some guys obviously have skills and, have individual attributes, but, to be able to play with skilled players and accentuate each other's games, really shows a tremendous level of hockey sense in our minds. And, when he had those opportunities, that was when, both sides made each other better, we thought. So that was something that we're really attracted to. I think, the flexibility of positions as well, You know, he's not a one-dimensional player. I think that, you know, there's lots of things that he can bring to the table to a game that is going to allow you to find a roster spot for him at the National Hockey League level. I think that he can be a top-nine player. He can be a top-six player. You know, again, he's not just one of those guys that, you know, you're going to have to pigeonhole in your lineup. I think he's going to be a guy that a coach is eventually going to really fall in love with for his versatility and his ability to play all over the place in the lineup.
Yeah, right-handed shot. I mean, he did look dynamite with Austin Matthews. I'm sure that's who you're talking about. He was deadly in the slot, like down low with his fast release. Really loved it. And he's an impressive kid just to interview. Like, he's really just seems like a hockey player.
Well, he does like the game. I know that we've had he was here for development camp. And you know, again, we're excited to have two picks in the first round this past year. And you know, that's part of the building process for us. We've got some young players that, you know, several years ago we talked about that are now making contributions to the Jets on a regular basis here at the National Hockey League level now. And you know, so somewhere down the line, these names that we're talking about today, we feel real confident that are going to continue to keep our team strong and have the ability to grow our core.
Kevin, one of the things I really liked about, you know, his game is that, you know, he gets into the action, but he doesn't take foolish penalties. Like, he rarely takes a penalty, and to me it shows a level of not he's aggressive, but he's intelligent about his aggression, and that he's always seems to be on the right side of the puck defensively. And for a young player, that really stood out for me, particularly at the under-18s, where, you know, he's never in a position where he has to take a bad defensive penalty, either in the neutral zone or the defensive zone.
Well, I think those are the attributes, again, that when we're scouting and when you're looking at players, when they stand out to you, I think it's important. But when you get those players on the ice and you're coaching them, I think those are the things that really endear a coach to a player and a player to a coach. And I think that, again, when we're looking at players, when we're evaluating them, we're trying to find players that, in our minds also, that we feel are going to fit the style of play we want to play. And certainly, you know, our coach is going to want to, you know, have part of the organization and enjoy coaching. So, you know, again, I think he does fit those categories, and he makes him a player that is a very attractive pro style of player.
One of the last players we want to ask you about before we let you go is Scott Kosmachuk. And I remember being at the tournament in Penticton and talking to, you know, your head coach, Paul. And I said, have you seen Scott Kosmachuk play before? He goes, no. And I go, wait till you see this kid play. Like, he's a piece of work. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. He's going to be your little buzzsaw. And then when he saw him play and I saw him afterwards, he goes, yeah, that kid plays with a whole bunch of energy. I think there'll be a way for me to make him a pretty useful NHL player. How happy have you been with his development in the American Hockey League after his first rookie season?
Well, it's, you know, certainly for us, it's great to have the American Hockey League right under our noses here now in Winnipeg, and having the ability to watch some of these young guys play and having them to know that they are under the watchful eye of us being so close, I think is going to be important. I think it's really going to be important for a player like Scott, because I think you have to watch him play and appreciate a lot of the things, the little things that he does do. He was certainly a skilled player, you know, when he played in the junior ranks. And when you get into the pro level, you have to find ways to somewhat adapt at times to bring that skill, but also, you know, find a way to carve your own ice time and find a way to, you know, get yourself to the next level. And I think that's going to be something that he's going to work hard at. And again, so many players, when they get to the pro level, have to find a way to define their game and define the success that they, you know, that they can have moving forward. And with Scott's tenacity and with the skills and he's going to find a way to be that top nine player that, again, can find his spot in the lineup. He's got good hockey sense. He's got a good competitive nature. And he skates well. So those are things that you need, I think, in the game today. We're excited that he gets an opportunity here in his second year pro to take on a bigger role with our American League team. And we're certainly looking for a lot of things, for him in the future.
Yeah, I love his startup speed. He's a really good passer. He shields the puck well, making him a good puck possession guy, but also really fast to loose pucks, can win those puck battles.
and he's got a good shot. He's got a good release, you know. So that's those are things that, again, when you get the opportunities, so often, you know, you see guys maybe, you know, either half a step slow or, you know, whatever. But, you know, in his case there, he can get there and he can do something when he does. So, you know, those are things that that are important.
Kevin, a couple of minutes left. In terms of Scott's play, is he the type of player that the new NHL, the current NHL, you know, he'll have more success in, because he's a, could be a third line player that has skill and grit, and he has that combination where the third line primarily, you know, 5 or even 6, 7 years ago was just a checking line with a little bit of offense. And is that an advantage to him moving forward?
Yeah, I think, again, our philosophy obviously is to allow players to play. You know, Paul's been tremendous today. He's not afraid of young players. We've got 3 rookie players in our lineup, you know, as we speak right now. Nick Patan, who is, you know, playing wing for us on the, you know, what I guess is so-called the fourth line, but all of a sudden you see him playing in the second power play unit. And those are things I think that as an organization here, we're not afraid to try. So in a guy like Scott's case, you know, the opportunities are there for him for the taking. You know, the traditional mold of players, I don't think, I think you have to look outside of that at different points in time if you're going to be successful.
Well, Kevin, want to thank you very much for coming on our show and give us some great insight on your prospects, and look forward to seeing you at the rink. And good luck with the upcoming season, and we wish you all the success.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me today.
That's Kevin Cheveldayoff, general manager of the Winnipeg Jets. Russ and I are going to take a quick break, and we'll have more prospect talk right after these important messages.